主给我们再有这样的机会来到他的面前。
We thank the Lord that we have another chance to gather before Him like this.
我们一同来敬拜他。
And we worship Him together.
我们来侍奉他。
And we serve Him together.
我们一起来读一章圣经是在诗篇第一篇。
And we'll read the scripture Psalm 1.
诗篇第一篇。
Psalm 1.Verse 1.
我们想这个诗篇不太长，我们一起来读。
And this is not a very long song, so we can read it together.
好，我们一起来。
Okay.
读，大声的读。
And we'll read it out loud. Blessed is the man who walks and not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners.Nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away.Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
今天我们要借着这篇诗篇一同来思想。
And today we will meditate upon the psalm.
我们题目就是属神的人。
And our theme is Man of God.
诗篇第一篇可以说是整个诗篇的一个引言。
And Psalm 1 can be said to be the introduction to the whole book of Psalms.
可以说这个诗篇150篇，这个整个第一篇到150篇所讲的主题的思想就在诗篇的第一篇里头。
The entire 150 Psalms, Psalm 1 can be said to be the meditation of the whole psalm.
因为诗篇是讲到神对人的心意。
Because the psalm speaks of God's desire for men.
神看世界上的人。
God looks at the people on earth.
他不是看你是什么国家、什么地区、讲什么话的人。
He does not look at what country you belong to or what language you speak.
虽然世界上有很多的人。
Although there are many people in the world,
但是在神眼中看来只有两种人。
But in God's eyes, there are only two type of men.
一个是义人，一个是恶人。
There's a righteous man and an unrighteous man.
义人是走义人的道路。
The righteous man walks in the righteous way.
是神所喜悦的。
It is a delight in the Lord.
但是恶人呢，他是走另外一条道路。
But the ungodly, they walk another path.
这个路却是引到灭亡的。
And this path leads to death.
所以在诗篇里头，一百多篇里头，都是很多时候来回讲到义人跟恶人的不同。
And so in all the 150 Psalms, it often speaks of the righteous and the ungodly.
所以诗篇第一篇一开始就讲到什么样是属神的人，什么是义人，什么是恶人。
And so, in the beginning of the book of Psalms, it speaks of who are the righteous and who are the ungodly.
这篇诗篇在英文里头是以这个有福作为开始。
And in the English version, it begins with "Blessed is the man."
在中文呢翻译的时候呢。就把它放在第二节里头了。
And so in the Chinese version, they put "Blessed is the man" in the second verse.
但是在英文却是以“有福”作为开始的。
But in the English version, it begins with "Blessed is the man."
在诗篇里头还有几篇的话，也是以这个 "Blessed" 作为开始的。
And there are also in other psalms that begins with "Blessed."
我们可以看到32篇。也是以这个有福作为开始的。
And in Psalm 32, we can also see it begins with blessed.
这个讲到蒙神赦免的人是有福的。
And it talks about 蒙神。
Forgiven.
Blessed are those who are forgiven by the Lord.
能够我们有时我们是有罪的。
We have sin.
但是神能赦免我们。
But God forgives us.
所以三十二篇说，这样的人是有福的。
And so God says, this type of person, God, they are blessed.
后来我们也看到一百一十九篇。
And we also see, 119.
是一个很长的诗篇。
It is a very long song.
也是从这个有福开始。
It also begins with blessed.
讲到行为完全、遵守神律法的人是有福的。
It said, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord.
所以看到他有几篇诗篇呢，我们很熟悉的，都是以有福作为开始。
And so we see there are many psalms that begins with blessed.
所以我们看到神是要愿意把福福分来赐给人的。
So we see that God does want to give blessings to people.
那么看到在第一篇。
So we see the Psalm 1.
这个有福的人就是一个属神的人。
A blessed man is one who belongs to God.
你是属于神的，你就有福了。
And if you belong to God, you are blessed.
你要有福呢，你就要属于神。
And if you want blessing, then you belong to God.
所以有福跟属于神是有密切的关系的。
So being blessed and with God, there's a relationship.
你不能说我不要神，我确实有很大的福气。
You cannot say I don't want God, but I'll be blessed.
这种福的话是不是真的福
？This type of blessing is not true blessing.
所以我们看到第一篇就告诉我们怎么样是一个属神的人。
So we see that in Psalm 1, it tells us how to be a blessed man.
第一节的话是从这个负面来说的。
And verse 1, it speaks from the negative side.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐邪慢人的座位。
Who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
这个地方有三个不字。
And here there are three no.
这是从负面，从 negative 这方面来讲。
So it speaks from the negative side.
不从恶人的计谋。
Does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
这个计谋就指到他的思想所产生的。
The counsel points to the thinking.
你有思想，那就有计谋出来了。
So if you have that thinking, then the counsel will come.
那恶人呢，就是不认识神的人。
And the ungodly are people who do not know God.
他不认识神，他也不要神。
He does not know God and he does not want God.
所以他们的计谋呢
So their counsel
就是按照人的智慧了。
It is according to the wisdom of man.
我们知道世界上有两种智慧。
We know that on earth there are two types of wisdom.
一种是人的智慧。
One is the wisdom from men.
是属地的智慧。
It is according to the earth.
但是另外一种智慧呢，是神的智慧。
But another wisdom, it is from God.
是从上面来的智慧。
It is a heavenly wisdom.
这个在新约书信里头，把这两种智慧讲得很清楚。
And so, it is clearly spoken in the New Testament.
人也有智慧。
People also has wisdom.
但是人的智慧却不是真正的智慧。
But man's wisdom is not true wisdom.
好像有时候你看起来，人给你一点建议。
Seems like sometimes people give you some suggestions.
但是你按照他做的话，你发现这并不是对你真正有好处。
And when you follow their advice, you find that it's not truly to your benefit.
所以这个不敬虔就是恶人的话，他们的行事呢是根据人的智慧。
So the ungodly, they walk in the counsel according to men.
但是属神的人呢？
But those who belong to God
是根据神的智慧
that they go according to wisdom of God.
今天在这个社会上也有很多人的计谋
And today on earth there's a lot of counsels according to men.
有很多很多这些思想
And there's a lot of these type of thinking.
会主张说人是自由的愿意做什么就做什么
For example, human beings have the freedom to do whatever they want.
那看起来好像是非常好啊。
It appears to look very good.
但是我们知道，这样的结果的话，他做好的得到好结果，很多人就做了一些坏事情，结果就是一个坏的结果。
So we see that many people, if they do good, then there's good results. But if they do bad, then there's bad results.
其实这里告诉我们，这个属神的人，他不行在恶人的计谋当中。
And so here it says, the blessed man is the one who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
他不听这些人的给他的这个建议。
He does not listen to men's advice.
第二个，他不站罪人的道路。
And number two, he does not stand in the path of sinners.
这个道路就指到他的生活的方式。
And so the way or the path points to their living.
他的生活的原则。
Their life principle.
恶人呢，就是说 ungodly， 这些是指的他对神是也不认识的。
And so the ungodly it means that they don't even know God.
但是罪人呢，却是一些故意违反神的话的人。
And but sinners are those who purposely rebel against the law of the Lord.
什么是罪呢？
What is sin?
在旧约里头说，违背律法的就是罪。
In the Bible it says those who rebel against the law of the Lord.
那是罪人就是故意违反神所说的律法。
Sinners are those who purposely rebel against the law of the Lord.
但是他们这样的过的生活是怎么个原则呢？
So what? How do they live? What is their life principle?
他们过的是不圣洁的生活。
They live an unholy life.
他们过的是不道德的生活。
They live an immoral life.
但是属神的人不同。
But the man of God is different.
他们不行在罪人这种按照罪人这样的生活方式来生活的。
They do not live according to the ungodly people.
属神的人，他们是按照神的标准来生活。
They live according to the standards of God.
有些事情人说的话，这个不是罪。
And some on certain issues, some people say it's not a sin.
但是在神看来就是罪。
But to God, it is sin.
敬拜偶像在人看来是也不是罪。
Worshipping idols to men, it is not sin.
可能他们很虔诚。
Maybe they are very liberal.
Godly. 他们是非常的好像做很多的好事。
And they do a lot of many good things.
但是在神看来，敬拜偶像就是罪。
But to God, it is worshiping idols is sin.
第三样。
Number three.
不坐邪蛮人的座位。
He does not sit in the seat of the scornful.
这个座位，如果你跟一些人在一起坐、一起吃喝的话。那表示你跟他们就是一个好朋友了。
This word seat, if you already sit with someone, it points to that you already have good relations with them and you're good friends with them.
那么这个邪蛮人呢，就是一些说这些不好的咒诅的话的人。
The scornful are those who speak filthy language.
你如果跟这些人做朋友，
and if you make friends with these people,
不是一般的认识。
And it's not just acquaintance,
变成很好的朋友了。
But you're close friends with them.
常常是在一起。
And you're often you hang out together.
他们说这些讥诮的话。
And they speak mocking words.
或者是说一些反对神、咒诅神的话。
Or blasphemes God.
那你跟他们在一起的话，慢慢的就受到他们的影响了。
And if you sit together with them, gradually you'll be affected by them.
所以属神的人不跟这些人做好朋友的。
So the man of God does not make friendship with these type of people.
你可以跟他们有认识。
You can have you can be acquainted with them.
你可以带他们来相信主。
You can lead them to the Lord.
但是你不能跟他们在一起。在说这些不应该说的话。
But you cannot join them in their speech.
所以这个就是在属神的人，在从负面来看是怎样一种人。
So this is speaking from a negative point of how to be a blessed man of God.
不从恶人的计谋。
Do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
不站罪人的道路。
Does not stand in the path of sinners.
不坐邪蛮人的座位。
Nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
这地方他提到有三种不好的人。
And here it speaks of three different types of people that are no good.
一个是恶人。
One is ungodly.
一个是罪人。
The other is sinners.
一个是邪蛮人。
The other is scornful.
你看见这个恶人就是他对神
没有认识的人。
The ungodly, they do not know God.
如果一个人他对神没有认识，渐渐的他就会落到罪人这个地步了。
The ungodly, they may not know God, but gradually they may come to a point where they're sinners.
本来是一些世界上的事情做他们的思想，他们思想这些世界的事情。
Before they used the worldly thinking.
然后慢慢就到他生活的一个原则，也按照他所想的来这个做了。
And gradually their lifestyle will be based on their thinking.
最后他们就成为一个亵慢人了。
And at last they will become scornful.
就是嘴里说一些不应该说的话。
They will speak things that they're not supposed to speak.
先从思想开始。
It starts with the thinking.
然后在生活中间成为一个原则了。
And then it becomes their life principle.
来成为一个习惯了。
And becomes a habit.
然后他们就说出一些咒诅神这些反对神的话了。
And so they start to speak things that are against God.
所以人的堕落不是一下子就堕落到最深的地步。
So man's fall is not all of a sudden.
是一步一步的下来的。
But it's one step at a time.
所以这是我们要注意的。
So this is what we need to be careful of.
我们要保持我们的思想。
We need to protect our thoughts.
是个清洁的。
It has to be pure.
我们的生活的原则呢要根据神的标准。
And our life principle, it has to be according to God's standards.
世界上可以做的事情我们不一定都可以做。
What the world can do does not mean we can do.
那我们呢要保持我们的言语是圣洁的。
And we have to keep our language that it is holy.
不说那些损伤人的话。
We don't speak words that hurt people.
我们不说那些这个很污秽的话。
We don't speak filthy words.
我们也应该说一些造就人、叫人得好处的话。
We should speak things that will benefit people and encourage them.
这是第一节从负面来说的。
This is verse one. Speaking from a negative point.
转过来第二节呢，就从正面来说了。
So starting from verse two, it speaks from the positive side.
什么是属神的人呢？
What is the man of God?
他说是喜爱耶和华的律法。
It is he who delights in the law of the Lord.
耶和华的律法就说神的旨意。
The law of the Lord points to the will of God.
在旧约中间，神给以色列人律法。
In the Old Testament, God gave the Israelites his law.
好像看起来说给以色列人告诉他们，这可以做，那个不可以做，那个不可以做。
And it says that they can do this, they cannot do that.
其实律法就是神的见证。
But the law of the Lord is his testimony.
这个律法就告诉人神是怎样一位神。
The law tells men who God is.
律法告诉人你不可以杀人，不可以贪心。
And the law says you cannot murder nor be or covet.
那什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
说明这位神是一位爱的神。
It says that our God is a loving God.
你要爱别人，你如同爱你自己。
You need to love others as yourself.
这就是你就不会杀人了吗？
So this way you will not murder.
你也不会去偷他东西吗？
You will not steal their things.
啊，所以这个律法总的呢是要说到神是怎样一位神的。
So the law of the Lord speaks of who he is.
说到神的旨意。
It speaks of his will.
所以一个属神的人。
So the man of God.
他就是喜爱耶和华的律法。
He delights in the law of the Lord.
他喜欢神的话。
He likes God's word.
他喜欢来听神的话。
He likes to hear the word of God.
他听了以后心里头就觉得很满足。
And when he hears the word of God, his heart is satisfied.
对神的话觉得是很有兴趣。
And he has a great interest in the word of God.
不是一读圣经的话就要想睡觉了。
And he does not fall asleep when he reads the Bible.
所以有些弟兄姊妹在早晨起来没有时间读圣经。
And so there are some brothers and sisters who wake up in the morning and does not have time to read the Bible.
但是你们说每天都要读圣经，那我就到晚上来读吧。
So you say every day we should read the Bible, so I'll read it at night.
那我就晚上来读了。
And so I'll read at night.
等着读读的话，读没有几句的话就困了，那就睡了。
So after a few verses, you fall asleep.
我记得有个弟兄，我们中间弟兄，他就讲到他的变化。
So I remember a brother sharing about his change.
他就是对读圣经本来是没有什么兴趣。
Previously he had no interest in reading the word of God.
但是后来他发现这个圣经实在是神的话对他很有吸引。
But afterwards he found that there's a great attraction to him.
所以他就跟我们说他越读越有兴趣。
So he said the more he studied, the more he had interest in.
虽然他信主没有多少年。
Although he hadn't believed in the Lord for long.
但是他喜爱神的话。
But he delights in the word of God.
这个是一个属神的人应该有的一个特点。
And this should be the characteristic of the man of God.
所以我不知道弟兄姊妹你们平时怎么读圣经的。
So brothers and sisters, I don't know how you usually read the Bible.
天天读吗?
Do you read every day?
或者说我天天读的。
You say yes.
或者你是不是很认真地读圣经呢?
Or do you seriously read the Bible?
可能你是很认真地读的。
And perhaps you do seriously read the Bible.
可能你也不是很认真,就好像应付一下,读过去就算过去了。
Or perhaps you...read it loosely and just let it pass by.
你没有觉得神的话很吸引你，你觉得很有兴趣呢？
Does the word of God attract you and interest you greatly?
如果你对神的话很有兴趣的话，那这个是一个很蒙福的事情。
And if you are, you are very interested in the word of God, then you are very blessed.
所以属神的人，
so the man of God
是从喜爱神的话作为开始的。
He begins in delighting in the word of God.
其实我们可以想一想。
So we can think about it.
如果没有神的话。
If we don't have the word of God.
你怎么知道神的心意是什么呢?
How do you know what is God's, what is the heart desire of God?
我们常常说我们要想知道神的旨意怎么样，我要按照神的旨意来做。
We often say we have to, I want to do things according to God's will.
对呀，这很好啊。
Yes, this is good.
但是你怎么知道是神的旨意呢？
But how do you know this is God's will?
那有的一个人，我们听到一个故事说，有一个人呢，他想知道神的旨意是什么。
So I hear a story about a person who wants to know the will of God.
但是他平时他没有读圣经。
And usually he does not read the Bible.
所以他把圣经拿了以后。
So after he got a Bible.
一翻开。
He opened it up.
闭了眼睛一指。
He closed his eyes and pointed.
啊，他说这就是神的旨意。
He said, "Oh, this is God's will."
一指的话是圣经上有一节。
And when he pointed, there's a verse in the Bible.
犹大上去吊死了。
Judas hung himself.
这个就是他说，哎呀，这个怎么是神的旨意叫我去吊死呢？
He said, "How can this be God's will that I hang myself?"
我们不能用这样的方法。来明白神的旨意。
We cannot use this method to know God's will.
你平时如果你不读圣经，
if you usually don't read the Bible,
不把神的话藏在你的心里，
don't if you don't store God's heart in your God's word in your heart.
等到你需要用的时候啊，
and if you need it,
圣经这个一千多章。三万多节里头，不知道哪一节就是神的旨意。
There's thousands and thousands of pages. You don't know what is God's will.
所以我们要认真读神的话，
so、we,
喜爱神的话。
So we need to seriously study the word of God and delight in His word.
你想想，如果你没有神的话
，Think about it. If you don't have the word of God,
你怎么能够照着神的旨意来祷告呢
？How can you pray according to God's will?
祷告。不是随便按照自己意思来祷告的。
Praying is not according to your own desire.
我们按照神的意思来祷告。
We pray according to will of God.
如果没有神的话，你就不知道神的旨意，你就不能祷告。
If you don't have the word of God, you cannot pray God's will, and you don't know how to pray.
所以祷告跟读圣经都有关系的。
So prayer and the word of God is related.
所以属神的人就是要。科目神的话。
So the man of God has to thirst for God's word.
那有人说了，我是想渴慕神的话。
And some say, yes, I do want to thirst for God's word.
但是我就没有这个意识啊。
But I don't have this thirsting.
我就没有这个兴趣。
I don't have this interest.
怎么办呢？
So how, what happens now?
可以在神面前祷告。
You can pray before God.
神啊，求你使我对你的话有兴趣。
God, please help me have an interest in your word.
圣灵会把这个渴慕的心来赐给你。
The Holy Spirit will give you this interest in God's word.
而且你不要灰心。
Don't be discouraged.
你还是继续的多用点时间，多用点心来读神的话。
Just continue to take more time and more heart in reading God's word.
渐渐的，你对神的话就有兴趣了。
Gradually, you will have an interest in God's word.
弟兄姊妹，你可以试试看。
Brothers and sisters, you can try.
你可以试试看。
You can try.
神的话就是我们应该是喜爱的。
We should desire God's word.
第二个呢，从正面说呢，这个属神的人呢，他昼夜思想神的话。
And the man of God meditates in His law day and night.
默想主的话。
Meditates.Day and night.
不但是喜爱神的话，来读他的话。
Not only delight in the word of God and study the word of God.
我们还要来默想主的话。
But we need to meditate on God's word.
这个是我们每个基督徒都要这么做的。
This is what every Christian should do.
怎么你能够把神的话藏在你的心里呢？
How can you store up God's word in your heart?
如果你是这么粗粗的读过一遍，这个话很难进到你的心里头来。
If you only read it through once, it's very hard to store God's word in your heart.
你是要读了以后，有一些神会感动你，或者给你一点力量，叫你能够默想主的话。
It is after some reading that the Lord may have touched you with some verses and then you meditate on it.
你会反复来思想。
And you will reflect and think about it.
比如我们读了这个第一篇诗篇第一篇。
For example, we read Psalm 1.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐邪魔人座位。我读了以后，我就反复的思想，到底这句话神说的什么意思呢？
So, for example, in verse 1, it says, who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, you should think about what it means.
我可能第一遍我想了以后我还不太明白。
Perhaps the first time when you thought about it, you don't really understand.
那我把这句话我把它背了下来。
So, I'll memorize these verses.
过段时间我又想这句话。
So after a while, I'll think about it even more.
如果你这样操练十遍八遍的话，慢慢的这句话呢就进到你的心底头来。
So if you continue this exercise of several times, then it will be kept in your heart.
那这个话就成为你的生活中间一个原则了。
Then these words will gradually become your life principle.
所以默想神的话，并不是把神的话记住就可以了。
So meditating in God's word is not just to remember what He said.
就是要把他的话融合在我们的生活当中。
It is to melt His word into our lifestyle.
作为我们的生活的原则。
That becomes our life principle.
如果碰到有你的朋友，说建议你，我们一块到什么什么地方去玩去。
And if you meet up with a friend and say, they said, oh, let's go somewhere.
那个地方的 party, 那个地方非常好，又有酒喝，又有青年人在一起玩。
And the party there is very good. There's alcohol and dancing.
那么你说，不从恶人的计谋，对不住，我不跟你去。
And you say, walk not according to the counsel of the ungodly, so I will not go.
这个神的话就成为他的生活的原则了。
So God's word becomes his life principle.
在圣经里头，利未记也讲到什么动物是洁净的，什么动物是也不洁净的。
In Leviticus, it also mentions animals which are clean or unclean.
他说的这个牛跟羊是接近的动物。
They say the ox and the lamb is clean.
因为它是能够 倒嚼啊，分体倒嚼，这个比较难了。能够把这个脚啊，能够分开的。
They have hooves.
而且吃的东西呢，它能够返回来再来消化。
And once they eat, they can regurgitate it.
啊，那这个就是对神的话的特点。
So this is a characteristic of God's word.
啊，这牛吃了草以后啊，不是一下子就到这个肠子里去的。
So a cow when he eats the grass, it doesn't just go to his stomach.
那么它在里面过段时间还要再到另外一个胃里头再去消化消化，然后再成为它的营养了。
So it goes from one stomach to another.
所以这样的话，它就是这样的生活的。
So that's how he lives.
所以我们也要说把神的话要消化消化的。
So we also have to digest God's word.
仔细的读神的话。
And carefully study the word of God.
思想神的话。
And meditate in the law of the word of God.
把神的话记下来，背下来。
And memorize God's word.
这样的话，你看神的话就使我们能够在生活中间有一个原则了。
So in this way we can have God's word as our life principle.
所以圣经说神的话就是光。
The Bible says the word of God is light.
我们走这条路，我们需要光。
And when we walk this way, we need light.
我们不要掉到坑里头去。
We don't want to fall into the pit.
神的话就是光，照亮我们所走的道路。
God's word is light, and it lights up the path ahead.
所以诗篇就说，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
And the Psalm said, your light, your word is light upon my feet and a lamp upon my way.
所以神的话也是粮食。
And God's word is also bread.
我们人需要吃面包。
And we need to eat bread.
我们的身体才能够成长。
So that our body can grow.
所以神的话就是面包。
So God's word is bread.
所以使我们的生命能够成长。
It causes growth in our life.
一天要吃 三顿饭。
And we should eat three meals a day.
你不能说我一天也不吃饭。
You cannot say I will not eat all day.
这样你的身体就不会健康。
This way your body will not be healthy.
神的话也是这样的。
And God's word is like this.
天天要读的，天天要吃的。
You need to study it every day and eat it every day.
这样也使我们的灵命能够成长。
And this way our spiritual life will grow.
所以神的话也是圣灵的宝剑。
And God's word is a spiritual sword.
是一个我们征战的兵器。
Is our spiritual weapon in battle.
你靠什么跟仇敌征战呢？
And what do you use to fight against the enemy?
要靠神的话。
You need to rely on God's word.
神的话也是活水。
And God's word is living water.
能够接近我们。
And it cleanses us.
赐给我们生命。
It gives us life.
所以这个神的话实在是太过宝贝了。
So God's word is truly very precious.
我们应该来宝贵神的话。
We need to cherish God's word.
所以今天有好多信徒被一些错误的东西所影响。
Today there are many believers that are captive of false thoughts.
问题就是没有宝贵神的话。
The problem is they did not treasure God's word.
对神的话是一知半解，知道一部分，但是还是不太明白。
They only know half of God's word but do not know the other half.
所以就很容易受到这些错误的东西的影响。
So it's very easy for them to be affected by false things.
所以属神的人就应该喜爱神的话。
So the man of God should delight in the word of God.
而且是默想神的话。
And meditates in God's word.
他说这样的人是有福的。
He said this type of person is blessed.
所以神已经把这个有福的怎么有福的已经很清楚地告诉我们了。
So God has already clearly told us how we can be blessed.
那第三节呢就讲到属神的人他们得到什么福。
And verse 3 tells us what are the blessings of a man of God.
他们有什么福呢？
What blessings do they have?
第三节很清楚地告诉我们。
And verse 3 it clearly tells us.
第一个他像一棵树。
Number 1 he is like a tree.
这个树就是一个很稳定的一个东西。
A tree is a very stable thing.
它是有分量的。
It has weight.
而且树呢是有生命的。
And a tree has life.
这是讲到属神的人。
And it speaks of a spiritual man.
像一棵树。
Like a tree.
因为下面第四节说到，恶人就不是一棵树了。
Because later it said, the ungodly is not like a tree.
他是像糠皮。
He is like a chaff.
糠皮有什么分量啊？没有分量。
What weight does a chaff have? Nothing.
风一吹的话，就跑掉了。
Once the wind blows, it is driven away.
世界上常常有些风的。
On earth, there's often winds.
今天的风叫你的头发是竖了起来的。
And today's wind it causes your hair to stand up.
明天的头发呢？这风刮过来的头发就不是竖的，是平的了。
And tomorrow's wind, your hair is just normal.
这个过去的风刮过来呢，你的裤子呢就是窄窄的。
In the past, the wind causes your pants to be narrow.
那现在的风一刮过来呢，这个、裤子呢到下面还要稍微大一点点。
And another wind causes your pants to widen at the end.
所以你就跟着这风吹吧。
So you blow, you are blown according to the wind.
东风吹过来，你就往东去；西风吹过来，你往西去。
So north wind, west wind, the wind blows and you follow.
所以你二十年有的衣服啊，你不要把它扔掉，可能过二十年以后呢，那还有用的。
So if you have clothes from the past 20 years, don't throw it away because it might become useful.
但是属神的像一棵树。
But the man of God is like a tree.
他的衣服二十年以前怎么样？现在可能还怎么样？
However, his clothes was 20 years ago. It might still be.
树是有生命的，糠皮是没有生命的。
Tree has life, but chaff does not have life.
所以你就看这两种的不同。
So you see these two differences.
我们这个是有福的。
We really are blessed.
我们不需要跟着社会的潮流，我们飘来飘去。
We do not have to follow the current of the world.
第二个，他说这棵树呢是栽在溪水旁。
Secondly, it says, he is planted by the rivers of the water.
树需要水。
The tree needs water.
但是如果这个树栽在溪水旁啊，那这个树真是非常有福的。
But if the tree is planted by the rivers of water, truly it is blessed.
所以在这个英国。这个王宫的地方有一棵葡萄树。
In the England palace, there's a tree.
A vine.、
它
是结的果，结的葡萄，这个树非常大，而且结很多的葡萄。
This tree is very big and it produced many grapes.
但是在这一百多年以前，慢慢就发现它结的葡萄越来越少了。
But over a hundred of years, they noticed that it grew less and less grapes.
所以这个那些这个专家的就来检查，到底这个树，这个葡萄树出现什么问题了。
So the experts came to diagnose why it's producing less and less grapes.
但是他们找不出来这个葡萄树发生什么问题。
But they could not find the problem why it's producing less grapes.
也没有虫子来咬它。
There are no bugs to eat it.
还也没有什么原因，这个树就突然之间就不结葡萄了。
But there's for no reason, all of a sudden it no longer produces grapes.
专家他不懂，他不知道什么原因。
And the experts they don't understand, they don't know why.
后来过了一段时间。
So after a while.
过了几十年以后。
And after a few decades,
这个葡萄树呢又结出葡萄了。
All of a sudden it produced grapes.
而且越来越多。
And more abundantly.
这个专家来了以后又不懂什么原因。
So the experts again do not understand why.
后来。
So afterwards.
有一天，这个一个挖泥的船在王宫旁边一条 Thames 河的话在挖泥。
So one day the Thames
River 有个船呐、啊，在挖这个泥。
So in by the Campbell River, there's a Camps River. Okay. they were digging the mud.
挖的话没有法挖洞了， 原来有一个树根啊，在河的下面。
And they dug a hole and to a point where they noticed there's a root, a tree trunk there.
后来发现这个树根呢，就是王宫里的这个葡萄树。
And they realized that the root was belonged to that grape tree and the palace.
所以后来这葡萄树为什么又重新的能够结葡萄了，很旺盛了？
So now they know why the tree was growing great.
因为它在扎根在河里头了。
Because the root is now in the river.
旁边可以没有水。
On the side there can be no water.
但是河水是不会干的。
But the water from the river cannot run dry.
源源不断的供给这个树的水分。
And endlessly gives.To this root for the tree.
所以属神的人就是栽在溪水旁边。
So the man of God is one who is planted by the river of water.
可能周围的环境都不好。
Perhaps the surrounding condition is not good.
都叫我们很为难。
And it causes us to be hard.
Hard. 人对我们也不好。
And people don't treat us well.
我的工作也不好。
And my work is not good.
但是你是栽在溪水旁。
But you are planted by the river of the water.
有神做你的供应。
You have God as your supply.
神负责你的一切。
God is responsible for your all.
所以这是很有福的。
So this is very blessed.
神做你的供应。
God is your supply.
第三个。
Number three.
按时候结果子。
And in season, it brings forth fruit.
就结果子了。
It brings forth fruit.
果子就是生命丰盛的表现。
Fruit is a manifestation of an abundant life.
果树要等到成熟了，很丰富了，才能结出果子。
A fruit tree has to wait until it's in maturity, then it can produce fruit.
所以这个树呢，能够出来果子了。
So this tree, it can produce fruit.
我们知道，我们圣经也提到，我们有很多方面的果子。
And in the Bible, it mentions many aspects of fruit.
这个地方说按时候结果子。
Here it says in season, it brings forth fruit.
我们有什么时候呢？可能我们在困难的时候。
And perhaps it's during our difficult times.
或者我们觉得有灰心的时候。
Or when we are discouraged.
但是呢，我们有圣灵的安慰。
But we have the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
就觉得我们有些地方不太明白了。
And perhaps there are some areas we don't understand.
觉得困惑了 confused.
Confused.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
属神的人，他能够从神得到亮光。
The man of God can receive light from God.
所以有时候我们碰到一些事情，叫我们不能够忍耐的。
And sometimes we come across a situation where we just cannot handle it anymore.
但圣灵在我们里面给我们力量。
But the Holy Spirit gives us strength inside.
给我们结出忍耐的果子。
And gives us patience.
所以这果子就是你生命成熟的一个表现。
So fruit represents your mature life.
有圣灵的果子。
Has a
圣灵的
fruit of the Holy Spirit.
有嘴唇的果子。
Has a fruit of speech.
就是赞美的果子。
A fruit of praise.
还有呢，就是传福音的果子。
And a fruit of preaching gospel.
当你把一个朋友带到神的面前来，他信了主，这就是你所结的福音的果子。
So when you bring a friend to believe in the Lord and he has believed, then this is your fruit of the gospel.
在什么时候就有什么时候的果子出来。
So when that, so in its season, then you will have fruit.
这是按时候结果子。
So this is in season.
而且呢，叶子也不枯干。
And the leaf shall not wither.
这个树的根啊，是你没法看见的。
The root of the tree you cannot see.
但是叶子呢，却是人都可以看见的。
But the leaf you can see by all men.
周围的人不知道你是基督徒的。
The surrounding people do not know that you're a Christian.
到底你是不是呢
？Then for real, are you?
但是要看到你的生活行为，你的见证，才知道哦，原来他跟我们不一样，他是基督徒。
But looking at your action and, the, and your lifestyle, then they will realize, oh, this person is different.
所以这个叶子也不枯干，就说明你有美好的见证。
So the leaf not withering means that you have a beautiful testimony.
就说明你跟这树有一个密切的关系。
It says that you and this tree has a very intimate relationship.
树的营养不断地提供给你。
And the nutrition of the fruit, the nutrition of the tree, keeps giving to you.
所以这叶子就不会枯干了。
So the leaf will not wither.
太阳晒也不会干。
And even if the sun, shines on it, it will not.
有患难来了，你也不会，跌倒。
And, difficulties come and you will not fall.
反倒能够有美好的见证。
But you will instead have a beautiful testimony.
基督徒在世上也不是都很顺利的。
Not all Christians are successful in the world.
你也会碰到生病的。
You will also encounter sicknesses.
不信的人有 cancer, 你信的人基督徒也有这个病的。
Unbelievers have cancers, Christians also have cancers.
不信的人或者是碰到有家庭不和的事情，信的人也会遇到这些事情。
Unbelievers have unharmonious family, so does Christian family.
但是这两种人有什么不同呢？
But what are the differences?
信的人他在难处中间，他知道紧紧地依靠神。
Believers know that when they encounter difficulties, they have to rely on God.
他是好好地祷告。
And he prays.
把这个事情交托给神。
And he gives this situation to God.
神就赐给他力量。
And God gives him strength.
可能这个难处还没过去。
And perhaps this difficulty has not passed over.
可能这病还没有好。
Perhaps your sickness is not healed.
可能这病不但不好，可能更加重了。
Perhaps your sickness didn't get better, but it's even worse.
甚至可能要死了。
And perhaps you're to the point of death.
但是属神的人，
But the blessed, the man of God,
他仍然有美好的见证。
He has a beautiful testimony.
我记得在我们中间有一个年长的弟兄。
I remember in our midst, there's an elder brother.
后来他搬到 Calgary 去了。
Afterwards he moved to Calgary.
后来他得了病了。
And then he got sick.
进了医院。
He entered into the hospital.
弟兄姊妹去看他。
So brothers and sisters went to see him.
本来要去去这个劝勉安慰他的。
They wanted to go comfort him.
但是反过来他们说，倒是从这个病的弟兄得到安慰了。
But the brothers and sisters said, it's the opposite. They actually received encouragement from him.
他的叶子没有枯干。
His leaf did not wither.
他有美好的见证。
He had a beautiful testimony.
因为他是属神的人。
Because he belongs to God.
下面又说，凡他所做的进度顺利。
And whatever he does shall prosper.
这个顺利的字有一个成功的意思。
This word prosper has the meaning of success.
也有这个成熟的意思。
It also has the meaning maturity.
啊，这就说明到他所做的都是使他的生命更加成熟。
It speaks of all that he does, it's maturing.
这说到神救我们的目的。
So this speaks of the purpose of God saving us.
神不要我们老是做一个婴孩。
God does not want us to always be babes.
要我们慢慢的生命长大。
He wants us to gradually grow.
让我们能够被磨成他儿子的模样。
That we may be molded into the image of his son.
达到成熟的地步。
To a mature level.
这是属神的人的特点。
This is the character of the man of God.
属神的人绝不是一个 baby。
The man of God is not a baby.
开始的时候是一个婴孩。
When you start, yes, you are a baby.
但是越来越过的话，他明白神的心意。
But as time passes by, he understands God's word more and more.
他能够接受圣灵在他身上所做的工作。
And he can also accept the work of the Holy Spirit in his life.
这样他慢慢的就被磨成神儿子的形象。
This way, he is slowly molded into the image of his son.
这是属主神的人，这个所得到的福分。
And these are the blessings of the man of God.
所以我们从第三节就看到， 神要给我们的福分实在是很大很大的。
So we see that in verse 3, the blessings that God wants to give us is really very big.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water.
按时候结果子。
And in season brings forth fruit.
叶子也不枯干。
And the leaf shall not wither.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And whatever he does shall prosper.
最后还有一个的福分。
And lastly, there's also a blessing.
就是能够经过能够在审判的时候神审判的时候我们没有畏惧的心
and in the days of judgment we don't have a fearful heart
因为到第五节说
because in verse 5
将来有一个审判的时候
there will come a day of judgment
你不要看有一些不信神的人好像他们一生都很顺利都很亨通的
Don't look at the people who have not believed in God as if their whole life is very successful and smooth.
但是他们将来能不能站在神的审判的面前呢
But in that day, can they stand before God in judgment?
这圣经告诉我们，恶人在审判的时候，他站立不住。
Here it tells us the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment.
那个时候他就很后悔了。
And at that time, he will regret.
为什么我在活的时候不好好敬畏神呢
How come when I was living on earth I did not worship God
但是那个时候已经晚了
But at that time it's finished
但是属神的人他在审判的时候他能够站立得住
But the man of God can stand before God in the day of judgment
因为耶和华知道义人的道路恶人的道路就都必灭亡
Because the Lord knows the way of the righteous.
所以我们这个愿意我们做一个义人。
So we're all willing to be righteous.
我们做一个属神的人。
Let us be men of God.
但愿主的话常常在我们里边提醒我们。
And may the Lord's word often remind us in our hearts.
我想你们在青年人，你们在新的这一年都有一个心愿。
And I think that you young people, you all have a goal for the new year.
我不知道你有什么心愿。
I don't know what goals you have.
但是我觉得有一个心愿是每个人都需要有的。
But I think that there's one goal that everyone should have.
好好的读神的话。
Read, study the word of God.
喜爱神的话。
To delight in God's word.
默想神的话。
Meditate on God's word.
虽然是很慢很慢的、
啊、although it's very slow
啊、不是说一天就可以把神的话都明白的
it's not you can understand God's word all in one day
但是你一天一天这样的读的话
but if you come and study it every day
一天一天这么来默想的话
and you meditate upon it every day
过几个月以后
after a few months
你会觉得你里面的光景啊跟现在不同了
then you will notice that your condition will be differentBefore.
你的生活会有不同的
and your life will be different
或者过几年以后
or after a few years
你就看见回头一看正是你有明显的进步
and perhaps after a few years you will look back and see a very obvious change
所以你我们弟兄姊妹我们在神面前、应该有一个、好的、在神面前一个好的祷告
So, brothers and sisters, we should really pray before God.
让神把一个渴慕的心能够赐给你。
That God may grant you a desire for His word.
我们做一个属神的人。
May we be men of God.
也做一个有福的人。
And blessed men.
我们低头一同祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你对我们的心意何等的美好
Because your heart towards us is so good
你不但把你的生命赐给我们
You not only gave us your life
而且你要我们有一个丰盛的生命
But you also want us to have an abundant life
是一个做一个属神的人
To be a man of God
能够满足你的心
Who can satisfy your heart
求主你在我们里面来帮助我们
Lord, we pray that you will help us and give us strength inside.
激励我们爱你的心
and encourage us to love you.
激励我们有个 爱慕你话语的心
that we may have a heart that desires after your word
好叫我们的生命渐渐的成长
that our life may have growth
祝福每位弟兄姊妹
and may you bless every brother and sister
与我们众人同在
and that you will, you will abide with us
我们祷告奉耶稣的名
we pray in Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen.